Well, good afternoon, everybody. We're finally on the air. All of a sudden, the program is on the air, and I don't have a microphone. And it never dawned on me, well, where's the mic? It's always here. And so we had to rush and pull a mic over. But here we are. We're on the air live in the studio today at WTDY, Madison 1670 on your AM dial. I'm Carol Kobe. This is All About Living. The program is also available on carolkobyradio.com. Carol Kobe, that's K-O-B-Y, radio.com. So if this isn't a convenient time for you or for your friends to listen, just pass that along and the program would be available at your convenience. This segment of our program today is brought to you by Gunderson Funeral and Cremation Care, the Life Celebration Center. And I have to tell you, I just came, besides getting a mic to go on the air, came rushing into the studio and I found out one of my guests did the same thing. We've been over at Middleton Hills at the shopping center, and there's a wonderful art fair going on. It so happens that my husband is participating, so I'm taking a little bit of extra opportunity here to plug something that is going on in our neighborhood. But Middleton Hills, you know, is the shopping center off of Century Avenue, right at Frank Lloyd Wright Boulevard. And they have about a dozen or 14 different local artists who have their art effects and their crafts right out there on the sidewalk, and people are mingling around and having coffee, and it's just quite lovely, and it's nice to have these kinds of events throughout the Madison area. So I'm just passing this along. The sun keeps peeking out, and it's threatening to more than peek out. It's threatening to stay out this afternoon, so it might be a good time to be out and about, and I just wanted to pass that along to you because it was a fun time. You were there, right, Jackson?
I was. Got there earlier this morning for a coffee and a walkthrough, and
yeah,
my wife and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and you were over there with your dog?
Well, yeah. Yes. Yes.
It's a great area for walking dogs and having coffee outside. And the voice you heard is that of Jackson Fonder, and Jackson is Executive Director of MOM. That's an acronym for Middleton Outreach Ministry. And Jackson, you're relatively new to the Madison area. You came from Scottsdale, Arizona, and if I remember correctly, you came when it was cold weather here.
You're right. I've been here just a little over a year. I got here at the end of March last year. But what's funny is, when I arrived last year, you may remember we had that record heat. It got into the low 80s at the end of March last year. So I bragged to everybody in Middleton that I brought it with me in the truck from Phoenix.
Yeah. And then you could write back to Scottsdale, oh, you know, what was this? You're teasing me about going to this brutally cold climate. Oh, this is a piece of cake.
Yeah, at least for 3 days.
And then reality set in, as it does here too. My gosh, we can go from hot and cold for a while. But along with Jackson is Nancy Latta. And is it Latta or Latta?
Latta.
Latta. That's
yes.
What I thought. And yes. I knew I was mispronouncing it when I said that, and I apologize,
that's
Nancy.
All right.
I try to pride myself on correctly pronouncing people's names. Nancy, you are not a stranger to this program. We were discussing, we think it's probably your third year now that you've been on, right around this time of year.
Yes, absolutely. I've been the publicity chairman for the sale and tour for about 3 years.
Yes, so, and the sale and tour that you're talking about is the Attic Angel Association Attic Sale and the House and Garden Tour, which are coming up right around the corner.
Absolutely. The Attic Sale is this Thursday, June 16th. It is at High Point Church, where it's been for a couple years now on Old Sauk Road. The hours are 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and you do need a ticket to be admitted between 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock in the morning. After 10 o'clock, it is free. And the admission ticket is $16 at the door. That ticket also gives you admission to our House and Garden Tour, which is taking place a week from Monday, June 20th. And the House and Garden Tour this year will be in University Heights, which is one of my favorite neighborhoods. Just beautiful historic homes.
We were talking about that, and actually that was, you were telling me, Madison's first suburb.
Absolutely, it was. It was. And it really got started where a lot of university professors bought the plots and just made it a really wonderful area to live. And it is still that very much today.
For those who are wondering now, University Heights, where exactly is that? The addresses are familiar. They kind of explain right away where the area is. We talk about Prospect Avenue, Van Hise Avenue, Lathrop Street. It's yes. right there, close to campus, but heading west off of University Avenue.
Absolutely, absolutely. And most of the homes are quite old. We do have one contemporary home on the tour that was built in 1990, which is very, very interesting. And the other four homes are all old. Probably the biggest showplace is the Olin House, which is the official residence of the UW Chancellor.
And that's been recently renovated.
Yes, it was renovated in 2007, a complete overhaul, and it is absolutely fabulous. It's just, it's reminiscent of 16th century England. Not only is the inside beautiful, the gardens are spectacular as well.
Well, there's besides living there, they do a lot of entertaining there, so it's just an elegant, elegant home.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
For people to mingle and have a good time and feel comfortable and not know why, but just because of the environment.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. Right. So that's one of the homes. And then we have a couple. We've got the Storybook House. A lot of people are familiar with that. It was in the same family until 2008, built in 1919. And the original owner was one of the founders of the UW Arboretum. So again, the gardens there, as you can imagine, are beautiful. But this young couple bought the home in 2008 and restored it to its original grandeur. And it is truly storybook. It is just the woodwork and the detailing. And they even have, in the bathrooms, frosted glass that came from the state capitol building.
Oh.
So they just didn't miss a beat on it. It uh-huh. was really, really beautiful.
And of course, when people go through those homes, these features are all pointed out to people. So you walk through and you're given a guided tour, so you know what you're seeing.
Oh, very much so. Very much so. Down to, you know, the details, because those are important too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just a wonderful array of homes on the tour. It is our last tour. We've been doing the tour for 58 years. Our first tour was in 1954, and I think we netted $1,100. It featured homes throughout the Madison area. I think there was a home in Maple Bluff, there was one in Shorewood, one in the Highlands. And so we've come a long way. We have made the decision to really pursue new opportunities in the future, and one of those will be expanding the attic sale to 2 days. So next year we will have 2 days of fun at the attic sale instead of just one. It's such an incredibly popular, to me, the best one-day resale in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, it's kind of bitter and sweet this year because it is the 58th annual House and Garden Tour, which is what Attic Angel has been known for besides the sale.
Yes.
And your organization is, what, 122 years old? So it yes. expands far beyond any of our lifetimes of any of us listening or participating today.
Yes.
So Attic Angel has been here all along.
Oh, absolutely.
And for over a half a century, this House and Garden Tour has been a signature event.
It sure has.
And so why is it ending?
I think every fundraiser really kind of has a life cycle. We've had a very long, good run, and we've just made a decision to focus on new opportunities. And we feel very positive about that. We want to thank everybody for their loyal support of the tour all these years. It's just been wonderful. And to show our appreciation, at Olin House, we will have free refreshments, cookies and bars built baked by the angels, and lemonade, because we want to express our thanks to everybody.
There is something about there is a time for things to conclude.
Yes.
And television is big on this. And I think the people who are the most remarkable are those that know when to stop when you're on top.
Yes.
Yeah. Before somebody else has to deliver the message to you.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Certainly you've had such a stellar reputation and what wonderful experience that you've offered so many people throughout the 58 years.
Thank you. And it's really, you know, we do it all for the beneficiaries. And of mm-hmm. course, one being mom that Jackson can talk about. We also, another beneficiary this year is Porchlight. And, you know, the focus is keeping families in their homes, safe. Yale is another beneficiary this year that's supporting active independent lives to help seniors stay in their homes. And then lastly, the Attic Angel Resident Aid Fund, which is a fund that Mary Rennebaum started in the 1970s so that our residents, those that outlive their resources, can stay at Attic Angel. And because people are living longer today, mm-hmm. and also the escalating price of health care, we would never want to ask someone to leave Attic Angel. That's their home. And so we have this fund to help them in that situation.
I know every year you pick a theme, and this year is the homelessness and keeping people in their home. And
absolutely. That's yes, families and the elderly as well.
And
yes.
That's why we have you here, Jackson, to talk about this issue of homelessness and the work that you're doing. And first of all, you just came from Scottsdale, Arizona, and you're now executive director of MOM. And there's a whole new emphasis on expanding MOM and making people more aware of what MOM is all about, what they do, and where you're going to go, because this need is not going away. So you can tell a little bit about your background.
Sure. Like I said, I got here from Phoenix a little over a year ago in Phoenix, and for the last 15 years, I had led a pretty large customer service center. So I was a part of corporate America for a long time. And in that role, it allowed me to get out around Phoenix in terms of leadership opportunities with the Chamber and the Economic Council, a number of nonprofits. And when nonprofits like MOM or Porchlight or others wanted funding from the company that I worked for, they would come through my office. So I was sort of on the other side of the table. Well, while working through that, I had uncovered a passion for working with folks who needed us most and the nonprofit industry, so much so that we decided to do something about it, we being my family and I.
Mm-hmm.
And we left everything in Phoenix, took an early retirement out of corporate America, and came back home, if you will, born and raised in Green Bay.
But, oh, you were?
Yes.
Okay.
But I haven't been back in 30 years. Hey, things have changed just a little bit. And my kids now know our family intimately, which is the way it should be. I'm leading a wonderful organization, and we are tickled pink that we're in Middleton.
Well, tell me, Middleton Outreach Ministry is an organization that, and I've been on the air now with this program for about almost 10 years, and it's been in the back of my mind. I want to have Middleton Outreach Ministry on because I want to know more about them and what you do. And you have a couple of things in your name, Middleton and Ministry, and some people think, well, it's just for the Middleton area or ministry. It must be some kind of religious affiliation. But that's not the case at all.
Got its start in 1980. So we're like a teenager compared to Attic Angels.
Mm-hmm.
But we're only 31 years old, and it got its start in four churches in Middleton, starting as a ministry, as an outreach ministry, where a mm-hmm. pastor would go out in sort of like an apartment ministry. And that has grown and evolved over the years. We still count on, as our foundation, about a dozen churches in the area. I am not a pastor, and we don't serve in a capacity of a church ministry.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of to serve families in need. And we still count on all of those churches for volunteers, for projects, for all kinds of donation help. We couldn't do what we do without them. But you have to remember, in 1980, our food pantry was about as large as your food pantry in your kitchen today. 30 years later, we now deliver or output or distribute mm-hmm. 60,000 pounds of food every month. That is quite a growth in a very short period of time.
And geographically, what area do you cover?
Everything west of Midvale Boulevard. Okay, we go up mm-hmm. to Wanakee and mm-hmm. all the way a little bit past Cross Plains. That's a population of about 55,000 people. And you're right, people are a little bit confused by the name Middleton, even though 55% of all of our clients come from West Madison,
mm-hmm.
And ministry, where I am not a pastor.
No.
And you know what? It's something we'll have to address someday, and that's for another day on a whole nother topic.
But as we were talking earlier, when I was talking with you last week, the MOM is such a perfect acronym, And it's a wonderful word, and it suggests helping and being there. And it's almost like Kentucky Fried Chicken, who is now KFC, that they've changed their name by using just the letters of their name. And MOM represents both a word and an acronym that really says what you do.
I agree. It's about community. It's about mm-hmm. being safe. It's about being taken care of. And that's what MOM is all about. And I don't care if you're a gigantic Fortune 100 company or a small nonprofit, be very careful when you mess with your brand. And MOM has a very positive,
yes,
strong brand.
And a breadth of support from the chamber, from businesses, from individuals, certainly from the church community. And it's going to continue to need that support and more to meet the needs of the homeless population and those that are hungry and
it is.
Need to be fed in so many ways. And that's one of the sources of help that the Attic Angel Association is addressing this year with their 58th annual House and Garden Tour, the final tour of their 58-year run, which will be Monday, June 20th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at University Heights. But that's preceded by the Attic Sale on Thursday, June 16th, which is not going away. It's only going to get bigger and better from the years coming forward. So,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we just, you know, we have people lining up at 5 a.m. Every year to go to this sale. It's just incredible. And of course, we provide coffee and donuts.
Okay. Well, that's always an incentive.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of wonderful items this year that we're very excited about. Probably the highlight is we have a collection of Staffordshire ironstone, and it includes a lot of different serving pieces, the soup bowls, which are very big and deep, and it's circa about 1890 to 1900, and the coloration is the medium blue, so that might be very interesting to collectors. I know my mother collects the deep blue, not the medium mm-hmm. blue, but they're all very, very coveted. So this is just it's an incredible donation from somebody. We also have antique furniture in pristine condition. We have modern furniture in wonderful condition. A lot of Scandinavian items, which I think is very, very popular for people. There are a lot of sterling and silver plate services. We have jewelry, and some of the jewelry is Persian turquoise, and I have learned that that is the highest quality turquoise.
Mm. Wow.
And, of course, turquoise is very, very hot.
Yes. Yes, it
so,
certainly is.
So here's an opportunity to get, you know, a beautiful piece of jewelry at a very reasonable price. All our prices are very reasonable, and it's just a great opportunity to furnish your apartment, your new house, whatever it might be. Right, Jackson?
That's right. So I'll try to keep my wife away.
yeah, right, exactly.
Well, and then the homes in University Heights, these are some of the grand old homes of Madison, but so many of them have been restored and updated, and so they're made livable under today's standards, but still retaining the beauty and the authenticity of yesterday. And, of course, that's the House and Garden Tour, which is a perfect segue into what I'm going to talk about right now, is the fact that this renovation, that particularly with the changing temperatures, and we've had the tremendous heat from last week, and now it's cooled down and we're getting ready for another heat wave, and with the temperatures rising, now is the time to make sure that your home is operating at a maximum efficiency. And one of the biggest sources of wasted cooling and heating costs, I didn't realize before, but it's really the drafty old windows and doors that we have. And so that's why I want to tell you about Pella, because Pella is the word for windows and doors. And their options are up to 74% more energy efficient than those old drafty doors and windows of yesterday. So that means that you're going to be more comfortable and your home energy costs are going to be reduced, which is really meaningful right now when we take a look at some of our energy bills. Pella is a name for energy. It has been named an Energy Star Partner of the Year for 5 years running, and that is not easily attained, that recognition. If you get a Pella window or a door, you have automatically an energy efficient window or door. And sometimes that seems overwhelming. Oh my gosh, now we're going to put in new doors and new windows. It's so stressful. It's all this mess. Well, it doesn't have to be, because not only Pellet has the finest windows and doors, but they have professionals who can help you through the process. So if you go to your local Pellet showroom, and that's a place I would suggest you begin, and that's here in Madison at 2604 Todd Drive, the Pellet professionals will walk you through that whole process or the whole journey of selecting windows and what the service and the installation and the follow-through is going to be all about. Then you can set up a free in-home consultation, and a Pella professional will come to your home and meet with you there to look at what your home environment is like, the kinds of styles, and what really suits your needs, and really customize for your needs and your budget the best choices for you. And there's a wide array of choices. You can have choose from three different material types: beautiful wood, low maintenance vinyl, and durable fiberglass. And this is all done on an educational basis, a consultation basis. It's not a high pressure, you've got to buy. It's just, this is what I'm going to do to inform you about what this process is like. And here is how much your choices will cost based on what you said your budget was. And they'll leave that with you, and you can then determine and talk about it and whether you want to go forward with this or not. But Pella is there to help, and then they come with their professionals for the installation also. So for more information, I can't tell you all of it right now, but you can go and talk to the Pella people. Now is a great time to save with Pella, because they're offering $500 off your replacement project or special financing for 36 months. And this is only for a limited time. So call 866-837-3552 to schedule your free in-home consultation today. That's 866-837-3552. Pella, that's viewed to be the best. And we'll be back with more of All About Living here on Madison 1670 WTDY right after these messages. Welcome back to our program. I'm Carol Kobe, and this segment is brought to you by Home Health United. You got a friend right here online at homehealthunited.org. And we're talking about homes and gardens and sales and homelessness, which is, so it's the whole spectrum today. The House and Garden Tour, the annual event that the Attic Angel Association hosts each year, and this year is the 58th annual and the final. This is their grand finale of all of their house and garden tours, which have been really an institution here in the Madison area. Nancy Latta, who is publicity chair for the House and Garden Tour, is with us from the Attic Angel Association. And you're also publicity chair for the Attic Sale, which takes place this Thursday, June 16th. The House and Garden Tour is Monday, June 20th.
Right. Right.
But that's one of the biggest sales in the state of Wisconsin. And even though you won't have the House and Garden Tour, the sale is now going to be expanded in future years to replace what the House and Garden Tour has offered people.
Right. It's such a popular event, and it seems to get more popular every year.
Yeah.
The lines are longer. People love vintage things. Of course, you know, with the economy, I think these sales have become more popular, and we're just really proud of it. The hours that go in, the volunteer hours, are incredible, but the generosity of the angels and the general public in making incredible donations for our sale is really heartwarming. And I think the donations just keep getting better and better every year.
And everything is so well taken care of. I mean, you polish it up, and you present it as if you're walking into a retail showroom.
Yes. We have, you know, specialists that do their jewelry or mm-hmm. the china or the antiques.
That's such a skill.
Oh, absolutely it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And they do it year after year, and they love it, and it's just a real community. Really is.
And this year, the theme, because all of the proceeds that you make go to help the Madison or the greater Madison community in some way.
Yes.
And this year's theme is homelessness and making sure that people who want to can remain in their home, and that there aren't burdens, financial burdens or burdens because of lack of food or whatever, that they can't do so.
Absolutely.
And there are several organizations that you will be funding and making contributions to as a result of this year's sale and tour. One of them is MOM. And out of Middleton, and Jackson Fonder is here. He's the executive director of MOM, and MOM used to be more often called Middleton Outreach Ministry, but you're going with that acronym MOM because that really says what you do, the helping hand for a greater community, certainly outside of Middleton. It's west of Midvale. And
yes.
And what was the geographic region again?
All the way past Cross Plains, north up to Wanakee, and south down to about Mineral Point Road as it follows the Beltline.
And you depend on the individuals in the community, the businesses, the chamber, the churches, everybody to donate in many, many ways to MOM because it's growing. And tell me about all of the, I know you have several initiatives that MOM is very involved in.
Our vision is still to prevent homelessness and end hunger on the west side of Dane County. And of course, what we're talking about today is preventing homelessness. And we do that by focusing on five basic needs: food, clothing, housing assistance programs, help for seniors, and seasonal programs. And our work with Attic Angels specifically focuses on our components revolved around housing. And what I mean by that is we don't have housing like apartment housing. What we try to do is keep individuals, families, and seniors in their homes, or we help them acquire a home or an apartment.
Homelessness is really a topic that's on the radar screen big time now. In this past week, the Capital Times read our had an article, and it was actually a question and answer article with Brian Solomon, who is the alderman from District 10 in the city of Madison. And he actually experienced homelessness for a few days just to get a sense of what the feel was. And he said, it's just, and I was looking through the article here, he said, it's just really feeling it. And that's a ridiculous thing to say because it's not the same. He said, I get to go home at the end of this experience. I get to know that I have a home. I get to get up in the morning drenched and cold and shivering and exhausted. And I get to go into my work and hang my sleeping bag up over a chair and take a warm shower and change into clean clothes. The people that I have spent the last few nights with don't get to do that. And therein lies the difference. And one other thing that he said was that what he realized when he was homeless is that how invisible homeless people are sometimes to other people, and that really to expose the reality and bring the humanness of everybody that's homeless onto the radar is one thing that's really important. He said, we realize that we're not dealing with numbers, we're dealing with real people. And they're not invisible. They're here. They're a part of our community and a part of our lives. And you deal with that in your
work. We do. I would even go so far as to add to what he said and talk about not just homelessness and those who are homeless, but those who are either about to be homeless or are on the brink of homelessness. Nobody walks around town with a sign around their neck saying, I'm homeless. Homeless. And we assume things based on how we grew up, the movies we see. We make assumptions, and there are different levels of poverty. And I guess what I'm trying to say is homelessness and poverty is all around us. They're sitting next to you in church. They're standing right behind you at Cops grocery stores. They might be living right down the road from you. Somebody has lost a job. Somebody has missed five or six payments in a row on their mortgage. Somebody has a medical bill that they just can't afford, and they're about to be booted from their apartment. So there are all these different levels. And what MOM tries to do specifically is to help them before they fall. So if we can get in to see them with a social worker, understand their situation, and look at all the components of what we offer, food, clothing, housing assistance, and seasonal help, we can shift resources around and buy them time. Maybe we buy them a month. Maybe we buy them 5 months to get back on their feet, to get that job, to help them with the issue at hand.
So you deal with the total situation, not just that they need a bag of groceries today or that they need a tangible item.
And we all have similar bills, for lack of a better word, right? We have utilities, we have mortgages, car payments. And, well, you know what? Our clients have the same thing. And if we can shift those things around, food in the food pantry, I may have saved them $300 that month. Clothing through the clothing closet, all of a sudden their two kids have winter jackets and boots and blankets and maybe rental assistance. So I helped them along for 2 or 3 months. And they can shift the monies that they do have around to buy that time.
And are there any limitations on what you'll give someone if they've been coming to mom for food assistance and they continue to need food assistance because they're not back on their feet yet? Do you have a cutoff?
We have some limits on the rent and the utilities and those kinds of things. One of the things that I'm really proud to talk about is our food pantry. We have no limits. If people are hungry, you can shop at our food pantry for free. You can shop once a week, twice a week, 8 times a month. If you are hungry and you live in my service area, we're going to feed you. And it just goes to the core of what we believe in. If we're going to be brave enough and courageous enough to say we want to end hunger, then let's do something about it.
But hunger is not ending. In fact, according to the materials I was looking at, there's a 90% increase in the demand for food.
There is. It's scary, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
But you have to remember, it was only a year ago that our food pantry operated in a fashion that when folks came in, we gave out food once a month. And now all of a sudden we lifted those limits and we said, if you're hungry, you come in. You can come in without limits. You can come in as often as you need. So obviously we're seeing an increase. That's the increase. And number one, you can shop with us more. And number two, the need has never been higher than it is right now.
Where do people come if they need help from mom?
Our office is located right across the street from the Hubbard Avenue Diner, one of my favorite places, right downtown Middleton. Mm-hmm. And that's where we have our social worker. So every client that we work with, we meet face-to-face. And then our food pantry and our clothing closet is out off of University Ave, and you go north on Pleasant View, and it's up in that area, and very close to the Capitol Ice Arena.
If people want to donate food or clothing or any items, where would they do it and when could they do it?
We're open 6 days a week out at the distribution center. That's where we have the clothing closet and a food pantry. So folks can drop off food or clothing from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All week long. They can drop off donations at the office or they can just go online at momhelps.org.
That's always helpful to go online and just get all of the instructions. We're going to stop for a break, and when I come back, I want to talk more about this food pantry. You have some unique things going on. Every organization that Attic Angel is going to be assisting, like Porch Light and Sale, they all have kind of their unique identities. And you've got a food pantry garden.
We do.
And you have summer camp programs for youth.
Yes.
There's all kinds of unique things that mom is doing that really is caring in a very special way for the community and allowing people to get on their feet,
yes,
to provide for themselves.
Exactly. We're excited about it. I can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go to break, and so we can come right back and get on to that conversation. You're listening to All About Living here on Madison 1670 WTDY. I'm Carol Kobe, and we'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back to our program. This segment is brought to you by Turville Bay MRI and Radiation Oncology Center in Madison, where expertise with compassion is powerful medicine. And there are powerful resources going on in our community. First of all, the Attic Angel Association is hosting their annual attic sale this Thursday, June 16th, and then the attic house and tour on Monday, June 20th. This year, the theme of where the monies are going to go, the proceeds from this sale and the House and Garden Tour are going to organizations that are dealing with the issues of homelessness. One of them is MOM. Middleton Outreach Ministry. And Jackson Fonder is here, along with Nancy Latta is here, who's publicity chair for Attic Angel Association. But Jackson Fonder is executive director of MOM. And we were talking about some of the unusual, unique aspects of MOM, and particularly in the food areas when we went to break. I want to pick up on that because you have a food pantry, but a pantry garden, mobile food pantries, and a school snack bag program. And food and hunger, the need for food has increased by 90%. So this is not a problem that's going away. These are programs that are going to be expanding.
Exactly. And we wanted to do some extra things about it. The food pantry is great, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But we thought we could do other things to attack hunger, if you will. So there was a volunteer group called the Middleton Action Team that came to us in the middle of last summer, and they helped us start a mobile food pantry. So twice a month, we visit two low-income housing units. They're filled with seniors and folks who are disabled. And we set up a farmer's market, and these folks come downstairs, and they shop for food, and we bag it all up for them. And in many cases, we go back up to their apartments and help them stock into their pantry. It's priceless. I've gotten so many notes, thank you notes, and that would absolutely melt your heart. And it is one of my favorite programs in terms of addressing hunger at a very odd angle, because I don't know of another food pantry that has its own mobile.
No, you know what? You have really hit at the heart of the problem. From my understanding, just from all that I've learned by doing this program, is that transportation, the ability to get to what you need, is really an obstacle. And you're just addressing that straight on.
The service camps are coming up. We're very excited about those. We have three on the other end, youth service camps. So boys and girls who are going into 6th, 7th, and 8th grade sign up with the City of Middleton. And we're going to put them to work. Half the day is work and half the day is fun. And it's a Monday through Friday where in the mornings they'll be working for MOM. They might be at the food pantry. They might be working in the garden. They might be working a project at a senior's home, maybe some cleaning, raking, that kind of thing. And then the other half of the day, they'll be lounging at the pool and doing other things around town. It's a great opportunity.
And the garden, now this is something it's this concept of growing, eating out of your backyard.
Yeah, well, coming from Arizona and the desert, you know, I didn't have a garden out there. And this is quite a gardening community. Again, totally volunteer-driven. Master gardeners from the UW came to us, and they had this idea, along with a couple that owns a property right across the street from our pantry, who donated a portion of his land to act as a garden. So last year was the first time out of the gates with a garden, and we harvested about 2,000 pounds of produce. Mm. Now, keep in mind, the produce is typically a non-player for our clients because it's too expensive. This year, we tripled the size, so we expect quite a harvest, and we're doing one thing that I really like. We're teaching our clients how to garden, mm-hmm. and we're asking them to give back some of their harvest to other clients. So we're really excited about this program.
And do your clients, do they have little patches of this garden, or do they all work on it together?
No, we have very specific plots. It's all plotted out. I don't want to sound like I know what I'm talking about, because I know nothing about gardens, but I watch them out there, and it's all divided out, mm-hmm. and it's their responsibility to come out frequently to work their plot. And it's very exciting because volunteers, donors, employees, and clients working side by side, nobody knows who each other is. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of energy, and I can't tell you how excited I am about trying something new that has really resonated with this community.
It must make them feel so much better to be a participant.
I think it does. I hope it does.
Providing the food, you know, and not just going there and standing in line and having to wait for it and have
Agreed.
It given to them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, people like to be a part of the solution.
They do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's one. And then the school bag program.
We love this too. We had heard through the Middleton Cross Plains schools that there were a lot of kids who weren't getting enough nutrition over the weekend. They would show up on Monday and just be in the dumps, and we wanted to do something about that. So a lot of local businesses put together these little calorie Ziploc packs of food, 200, 300, 400 calories. We then provide them to the social workers in the schools. Then they distribute them to the kids, and the kids now have the nutrition. They're able to study and get through the day. It's been a very popular program.
What do you think the solution is to what this Brian Solomon, the city alderman who was talking about? It was so discouraging to him that people who were homeless or that had needs that seemed to be invisible to a lot of the community. And what do we need to do more of? What do we need to know so that the community can come together a little bit more to address this problem?
Awareness is not the solution to everything, but you have to start with that. That article alone can really help. This radio show right here can help. The more often we're talking about solutions to issues, that's where we're going to make the difference. And one of the things I've noticed about Dane County, Greater Madison, is that this community really does care. And people are action people here. They get involved and they want to do something about it. Now, I have fears, just like everybody else, that the economy is not coming around as fast as we all like. And we've got some more federal and state cuts coming, and we'll have to all adjust and figure out different solutions. But right now, I like the opportunity to provide awareness. Just having this dialogue right here can really help.
Absolutely.
And Nancy, homelessness, why did Attic Angel Association focus on homelessness or keeping people in their homes this year?
We're all about families and children and the elderly and staying together. And it was a focus that was voted upon by our board. Mm-hmm. And we just feel very, very passionate about it. So the next step was then our community grants committee asked for proposals from different organizations. Mm-hmm. And Mom was selected, as well as Porch Lights. So we're very proud of the association. And just speaking with you, Jackson, and listening to what you're saying, it's really inspiring. And it makes me want to make sure that we get crowds and crowds of people at our events, because mm-hmm. the more money we make, the more money goes to Mom, and the more families will stay in their homes. And
That's a great point. I'd like to, if I may, put a plug into all of my Mom volunteers and supporters around West Madison and Middleton to remember those dates you talked about. Get online. You'll see a little advertisement next week on our website, and we'd love to encourage this entire community to get out. Number one, it's a fantastic event.
Yes.
But two, talk about doing some good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, talk about going right to the solution.
Exactly.
It's a great opportunity.
And one of the nice things, I know that you work in, all the organizations work in harmony together. You're partners in the same, focusing on the same problem, and you're taking, different approaches based on what your organization is capable of doing. But now Porchlight, they're building a new campus. And
yes.
I know that they deal a great deal. They're looking at the mental health issues that related to homelessness, which really is gets in the way of people getting on their own two feet and being able to move forward. But these mental health issues need to be addressed as well. So that's all part of the big picture. And together, all of you are kind of giving an umbrella solution to the problem, or at least moving forward in that direction.
And I know something that we were kind of talking about is that often it's not a huge infusion of funds that families need. Sometimes it's a very small amount to get them over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that, that's a very good reminder.
It's a good point. Sometimes a utility bill might be just a little bit behind, and they're within 3 days of having their power turned off. And in most cases, that would bounce a family out. And if we can help them with $100, $300, that's not a big deal. And that can get them over the hump and buy them actually a few months to get back on their feet.
And just psychologically what that does, the relief and the gratitude that there are people there that care and are there to help. Sometimes that's just the little inspiration that people need too. And we're talking about help, and I do want to remind you again, I was telling you earlier about Pella Windows and what a wonderful source of energy conservation they are. Up to 74% more energy efficient, and drafty old windows and doors are one of the biggest reasons for the loss of heating and cooling in our system. And as we're looking forward to the hotter, warmer weather of this summer, we want to make sure that we are doing what we can to have our homes and our environments as energy efficient as possible. I suggested that you go to the Pella showroom because that's a good place to start, to talk with the Pella professionals there. The showroom is at 2604 Todd Drive, and they can walk you through that whole process and what replacing doors and windows is all about and the options available to you in their three different material types of wood or low-maintenance vinyl, durable fiberglass. They have many, many options, many styles, customized or just standard ones, and they not only can fit the needs of your home, but also your budget. And one thing that I have learned about windows and doors is you can buy the finest windows and doors, as Pella has, the most energy efficient, but they're only as good as their installation. And Pella takes their installation seriously as well. They only use Pella expert installers who are trained and certified specifically on Pella products. So your replacement project will be done right the first time, and so your home will always be more beautiful and more energy efficient. Pella's products and installation are backed by some of the best warranties in the industry. So I invite you to go to the Pella showroom, invite a Pella consultant, a professional, to come to your home to meet with you there and look at your own personal situation. And now is a great time to save with Pella because they're offering $500 off your replacement project or special financing for 36 months. And this is only for a limited time. Call 866-837-3552 to schedule your free in-home consultation today. That's 866-837-3552. Pella, viewed to be the best. We'll be right back with the last segment of All About Living here on Madison 1670 WTUY after these messages. We're back with our last few minutes with our guest, Nancy Latta, who is Publicity Chair for the Attic Angel Association's Attic Sale this Thursday, June 16th, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. at High Point Church. And then the House and Garden Tour, the 58th annual and the final one of the Attic Angel Association's long history of having house and garden tours. And this is University Heights area. It's Monday, June 20th, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have just a couple of minutes left. And Nancy, a minute or two about the sale and the house and garden tour.
Well, regarding the sale, just to let everybody know, we're going to have price reductions after 3 o'clock. So if they have their eye on something special, that might be an opportunity, although sometimes if you wait too long, it might be gone. And then between 5 and 6 o'clock, the last hour of the sale, we will have a bag sale. And for $5, you purchase a grocery bag, and you can fill it with as much stuff as you possibly can for $5. And that's very fun, and people get very creative with filling their grocery bags.
I can imagine.
Marvelous.
Wonderful. Fun. What a fun thing to do. And for a wonderful cause, homelessness, having people have the opportunity to stay in their homes if they choose to do so is the theme of where the proceeds will go this year. Jackson Fonder is here, Executive Director of MOM. We've been talking about homelessness, ending hunger. Preventing homelessness and ending hunger is your theme. And what would you like people to know about your needs? Do you need people? Do you need donations? Do you need money? All of the above?
Right now, or in June, we're looking at the 3 months of summer, June, July, and August. We need a ton of help volunteering with all kinds of projects. We'd love for people to get online and check us out at momhelps.org. We need donations for the food pantry, and we need donations for some of the homelessness programs that we've been talking about over the last hour.
I know that you have plans to continue to expand MOM. What's on the horizon?
Largest thing on my mind is a facility. We're simply running out of room. When you think about the fact that we've given out more food in the first 5 months of this year than we did of all of 2010, I'm simply at capacity. I've got to find a larger warehouse, got to find a new home. So when I think about mom and what's coming up down the road, I've got to find a new facility.
What kind of food, if people are going to give donations, food and clothing, what do you need most?
We've got a top 10 list on our website. That's mm-hmm. the best way to go, from peanut butter and rice to all kinds of other things. That top 10 list is always front and center on our website.
So website?
Momhelps.org.
And your website,
Atticangel.org.
Atticangel.org.
Yeah. And then there's a little yellow band, and you can go right to that, and it'll take you to all the information about the tour and sale and where to get tickets in advance.
Well, wonderful events for people to go to, wonderful things for them to learn about, and by going to the website, Mom and Porchlight and Sale and the others, finding out what is going on in this community to help our community be better for all citizens and what you can do to participate. Jackson Fonder, Mom, Executive Director, thank you for being here. Nancy
Thanks.
Latta, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Carol.
You for listening to All About Living here on Madison 1670 WTDY. I'm Carol Kobe, and we'll be back next week with another program. Meanwhile, go out and have a great rest of the weekend.